The Lincoln Town Car pulled up in front of a large colonial-style house in a nice residential neighborhood in Queens. There were no cars parked in the driveway. Charles and Kathy looked at each other. "Maybe her car is parked in the garage," she said. "Let's go see," he said. Kathy gathered her purse and briefcase. The driver came around to open her car door, and she began to climb out. Just as her feet hit the sidewalk, however, a loud blast erupted. The ground shook. Windows blew out of the second floor of the two-story house, showering glass onto the sidewalk below. The driver put his hand over his head and hunched his shoulders. Kathy screamed and pulled her feet back into the town car. Charles, who'd already gotten out, opened his car door, reached in, grabbed Kathy under her arms, and dragged her backwards out of the car on his side. Kathy, Charles, and the driver ran across the street and ducked for cover behind some parked cars, just as a second explosion shook the block. Charles pulled Kathy close and covered her body with his as more debris came crashing down onto the street. After a moment, when it appeared the explosions were over, he eased off Kathy. She pushed at her hair to get it out of her face, adjusted her glasses, and sat up slowly, feeling dazed and confused. Charles grabbed her by the chin and turned her head to face him. That's when she realized he was talking to her. Her ears were ringing so much from the explosion that she could barely hear him. She shook her head, hoping to clear them. Looking worried, he propped her eyelids open with his fingers and peered into her eyes. Annoyed, she pulled her head away from his grasp. "Are you all right?" he asked. She heard him this time and nodded. "What the hell?" She turned to look at the house across the street. It was still standing, though it looked as if it might collapse any second. Flames licked at the window openings on the second floor, and smoke billowed out into the street. People came out of their houses and milled about watching the fire. Occasionally, someone would point at the town car. The neighbors stared at them, curiously. Kathy heard the sound of sirens in the background. They were getting closer. She turned to Charles. "Do you think Mrs. Roberts was in there?" Charles nodded, his mouth set into a grim line. "Yes, I do." Kathy swallowed. Was it an accident, a coincidence? It had to be, because if not, then that meant Peachtree would stop at nothing to win this case. Although that was par for the course in high-stakes litigation, this took it to a whole other level, one she wasn't sure she could handle.